This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
In the studio today, I'm really excited to have Mark Lazell. He is Professor Stephen Hawking's former member of the care and support team, the greatest cosmologist and scientist of all time, I think. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Susie.
Lovely to have you here, Mark. Thank you very much for coming in. Of course, I am completely fascinated by Professor Stephen Hawking. I always have. And you played a big part in his care and support, didn't you, from 2001 to 2011?
Yeah, very lucky to have shared 10 years of my life with him, and he became a personal friend, helping him with kind of care support, one of the team, working with him around the clock, helping him do all the things he does, meeting all the people that he needs to, seeing lots of places around the UK and around the world. So very lucky times.
Absolutely. And I'm sure, as I said before, you get questions asked all the time about this most amazing experience. And of course, amazing experience all through your life, but this one in particular we're all interested in. How did you become involved in the care and support team? How did it all happen? Because you always wonder, don't you, if it'll ever happen to you. You become part of a team that a most famous person of all time. But how did it happen for you?
It's quite interesting. I mean, I used to work as a mental health nurse down in Essex. And as part of that, I used to take kind of care groups and be able to do different role plays and different things. And was going through a relaxation exercise and a kind of a class helping some of the patients there, and I was asked if I could have dinner with anybody. Who would I choose to have dinner with? You know, could be somebody dead or alive. And I had recently completed a biography of Stephen Hawking, and at the time I was suffering from a bit of a bad back, and I was inspired by how he kind of overcome his difficulties. So Stephen was the person that I chose. So it kind of and from that moment, it was on my bucket list to try and meet him. And then when I came up to Cambridge and studying my degree, and then after I'd completed, I stayed in Cambridge. But I saw an advert in the paper for care, for care people, and they needed to have healthcare experience, which I had. And I thought, well, if I go for the interview, if I get a chance to meet him, then so be it. Even if I don't get the job, at least I can say I've met him. So went for the interview. I had to think with three interviews before I met him. And
well, as part of the interview process, you had some people to see first of all, and then you got to meet Professor Stephen Hawking as part of the interview as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
So you'd have I met the care manager, and then met with his wife on the second interview, and then met kind of him and his wife on the third interview. So over the period of a month or so that was great, and kind of met him, and they wanted us to start working. And then that next weekend, I was kind of doing a night shift in his house, shadowing one of the existing care team, and kind of it all kind of went from there.
So I really like the idea of him personally interviewing you, because it's nice that he wanted to take interest in the whole team. And I get the impression that he was a very caring and quite concerned person, as well as being concerned with science and cosmology. He was also very keen on making personal relationships too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the care team is such a personal part. I mean, we become friends with the family. I mean, I guess, you know, there's a lot of people that would at some point need kind of residential care, or would have a member of the family who would need support. And, you know, the nursing team, a care team in that situation, you know, it's almost a kind of a necessary evil in some ways, or, you know, you don't necessarily want to be sharing your life with people. But in order for people to get the best from their life, particularly if they have a long-term care situation, you know, everyone needs some help with that. No family can do that on their own.
Now, you didn't just come to, you came obviously to care for Professor Stephen Hawking, but you had just completed your computer science degree.
That's right, yeah.
So you weren't just any carer, really. I mean, you did know a little bit about science as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, say I read his, you know, before I'd met him, before I came up, you know, I have read and completed The Brief History of Time. I've always been interested in science. So yeah, it was you know, amazing to meet the people that we'd meet as part of the work. So, you know, over the course of the 10 years, you know, I went for he has a graduate assistant as well that helps with the computer. So I used to kind of help out with the family, kind of helping out, kind of resetting computers and doing a few little bits and pieces. I mean, my coding isn't as good as the people that you know kind of end up working with him on those things. But, you know, it was always an extra side. So I would be able to talk with, you know, some of the scientists about things. I mean, I met, meet all the different kind of sciences and Nobel Prize winners who went to the Nobel Institute in Cambridge, in Sweden, and would kind of go to different conferences with him wherever he would go. So it was always
my mouth is on the floor at the moment because I can't believe how much insight you get to meeting some fantastic people, along with, of course, the great man himself. Now, not only did you find that, but you were saying earlier that he also helped you with your career. You were there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Obviously, you did your science degree and then you were helping him for 10 years. But he was very concerned about everyone working with him. He always tried to help people as well, didn't he? He had this enormous task of trying to help himself get through his illness and achieving so much with this. But he was very concerned about everybody else's career too, and their well-being.
Yeah, I mean, he'd do what he could. So, I had the opportunity at one point to become a one of the care managers for his team, but he didn't think that it was the right job for me. So he advised me not to take it forward because he didn't think it was a good career choice for me. So he encouraged me to kind of set up. Set up my business because I would explain to him that, you know, what I wanted to do, and he would kind of give me advice and little bits. But, you know, we'd have fun.
You were caring for him and with him, you would have some lovely chats with him and
Absolutely.
Sit down.
Yeah. So it was really nice. I mean, the situations, you know, as I said, the people that we'd meet, the way that we could communicate, because Stephen, when he was using the computer, when he would write on the computer, that's quite hard. That's kind of like between 4 and 10 words a minute. So, you know, when he's writing books or he's writing emails and those sorts of things, that would take a lot of time. So we would develop quite a non-verbal communication system. So we'd be able to communicate with each other kind of quite quickly. So what would often happen if we were in a group, there was one occasion I can remember where we were in Ohio and we were meeting, you know, there was a whole room of millionaires around the table, and all of these people would want to talk to Stephen, but then if he had an answer that he'd want to give, it would take him maybe 5 or 10 minutes to write the reply on his computer, and I would kind of keep the small talk going between these people and kind of try and kind of communicate with Stephen as things were going on. So if they would ask a question, I would transfer that question into a yes-no answer, or kind of give him a little element of kind of insight from, you know, with my very basic understanding of science, trying to turn things around to keep the conversation moving. So it was quite a nice way that, you know, obviously I wouldn't be able to talk for him. I didn't have the experience of everything that he did, but it was nice to have a...
And I guess people meeting him would accept that as well. They would allow for that and know that you or anybody at a care team were there to interact while he was replying. So, but you said you've been all over the world, mm-hmm. met some famous people. Please tell us who you've met. Come on, tell us.
Without name dropping too much.
No, don't. Go on.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk going to the SpaceX factory was one of the moments.
Wow.
We were Stephen and I were like two kids in a playground.
Even Stephen Hawking was.
Yeah, no,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, all good fun.
That's really endearing to hear. Come on, who else?
Obviously, been to Buckingham Palace, met the Queen, Stephen's been to meet Barack Obama and kind of all sorts of different celebrities. So we had, I was trying to think of them, names of people, but sometimes the celebrities would come to, you know, would come
to
Cambridge. So, you know, David Beckham would come to the house, or you'd, you know, end up with a few different people. So it's always good fun. But some of the places we'd go to, I mean, I think the best most unusual place was going to Easter Island with Stephen, which was kind of part of a conference out in Chile. So we kind of went out and then flew out onto Easter Island and kind of had 5 days out there.
So, and he even came to your 40th birthday party.
He
as
did,
well.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a big event.
Yeah, no, he came to my wedding. As I say, my three children's first time they left kind of home was to go and see Stephen at his house. So, you know, he was interested with family. He's, you know, we all became friends with him as part of the team. But say,
as you say, and not only friends with you, but obviously he was very kind to lots and lots of people and made sure he had good relationships. And I'm absolutely fascinated, Mark. It's just fantastic that you're in and being able to tell us about this. What's been the highlight of your time with Professor Hawkins? Anything that really stuck out? Like you just said, David Beckham came in, but I'm sure there are other things too that really stuck out. What really surprised you? Because he was, as you were saying, that he got very impatient with things because he decided if he watched a film, if he didn't like it, that's it. Mm. He was not going to watch it. You said that he made sure that he made the most of his time in a week, more than what we would do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think because obviously he was given 2 years to live in his 20s, and obviously he lived through to, you know, into his 70s. So he lived, you know, he had a good 40 years more than, the time that the doctors had given him. But I think something like that daily reminder reminds you that, you know, live every day like it's the last. And I think he took that to heart. So he would always he'd always plan for the future. He'd always try and look at everything in the long term, but he would try and make the most of everything that he could do. And that's a great inspiration. So I try and take that forward into kind of my work now, and trying to, when I'm trying to help people with my business.
And so now with your business, obviously he helped you and decided that that's enough time spent caring for Professor Stephen Hawking. It's time for you to move on. So where are you now at the moment? What's happening with you?
Well, I'm very, very lucky at the moment. I get to do more that I love. I help small businesses to grow and succeed. So I've got two businesses. One is a consultancy. So say I take people from ideas of business through to working with SMEs, multi-million pound businesses. And then I've just completed my MBA, so it's part of my ongoing training and stuff that I wanted to do. So I spent 4 years doing an Open University MBA alongside running the business. But then in the last couple of years, I've also launched a digital agency which do websites and social media for small businesses that are effective. So they help businesses to do what they want to do rather than just look pretty and not effectively not work for those businesses.
I'm very impressed. I wonder, have many of the lives been touched by Professor Stephen Hawkins? Do you keep in touch with them? Have they gone on to do some interesting stuff? Have they been inspired as much as you have with your experience and time with Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, a lot of the care team kind of have other care jobs or work, you know, either qualified nurses or do different things. Different people come and go depending on, you know, what their circumstances are. But I think everyone gets gets inspired to follow their passions, whether that, you know, I know one of the other carers has got a beauty and massage business, other people focusing on raising their families, or some of the nurses, some of the care team were retired or at the end of their other nursing career and would then spend the time kind of looking after Stephen and doing those things. I'm sure, you know, they'll all go on to do much more interesting things in the future.
Well, Mark Lezell, it's really lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in. Wish you all the best for what you're doing. And I'm sure more and more people will be asking you about the legacy of being with Professor Stephen Hawking. But thank you for coming in today. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's lovely to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to give you the travel news now.